NFL Sunday Ticket is now on YouTube and YouTube TV, which means that you can stay close to your team even if you don't live in their town. Like, maybe you're a Raven who married a Seahawk who got a job in the land of the Falcons. With NFL Sunday Ticket, you can watch your team's out-of-market Sunday afternoon games no matter where you live, because you shouldn't have to change teams even if you change towns. NFL Sunday Ticket, now on YouTube and YouTube TV. Go to youtube.com/presale to get $50 off.
Terms and embargoes apply. Offer ends 9/19. No refund. Subscription auto renews.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Let's go!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Mahomes looks here. Outside throw to McKinnon. Touchdown!
Fighting the end zone and getting in. Second of the day for Brock Wright.
The Rich Eisen Show.
This is it, bro. Here we go.
Earlier on the show, SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey, ESPN senior writer Seth Wickersham, still to come, comedian Tracy Morgan, and now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of our show on the air. It is NFL kickoff night on NBC. I'll be in the Westwood One studios prior to Thursday night kickoff. I'll be in the Monday night studios all year long. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Lions and Chiefs tonight. And I cannot wait for that. Oh, my goodness gracious. Tracy Morgan's going to help us get through the hour. Things are going real fast around here. Greg Sankey, hour one. Seth Wickersham, hour two. We re-air on the Roku channel if you missed any of those first 2 hours. There's our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Over 600,000 followers there. You can get all our podcasts there as well that we're doing outside the Rich Eisen Show. You've got to get that through the traditional podcast portals, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, and what have you. All 3 hours every day. Overreaction Monday still sitting there for you to listen to every single Monday. Our season preview has been out for a few days. Please hit the follow button where you get all your podcasts there. And then starting Tuesday, Susie Schuster and Amy Trask with What the Football. These two podcasts, along with the Rich Eisen Show, part of the new, as announced yesterday, Rich Eisen Podcast Network. We're expanding our brand here as best we can. Susie and Amy will have a guest on Tuesday named Charles Woodson. And I think you heard of him. So he will be part of their show on Tuesday. Overreaction Monday on Mondays. Hit both of those with a follow. We'd greatly appreciate that. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We'll take your phone calls in a matter of moments on this Rich Eisen Show Thursday. Hey, folks. This is it. The last day where predictions can be made. Well, that's not true. We'll play win-loss game tomorrow. Julian Edelman's in studio tomorrow. I think you should do the Patriots win-loss game with him sitting here. And phone it like and have like a 50-50 yes. Or phone a friend across the studio with him. I think we should do that.
I think that's a great idea.
Also on tomorrow's show, Arthur Smith and his mustache.
And his mustache?
Yeah. Together. Yeah. I assume unless he's shaving it off.
Yeah, he might shave it.
What if he
Remember we had to bet whether he'd let it last through the season?
Oh, he's definitely
the beginning
gonna.
Of the season.
I think he's definitely gonna. And
you think so?
And at present, we've got another big, huge name guest to add in short order. I don't believe if I can promote him yet.
Oh.
I don't think so.
So it's a him. Okay.
Yes, it is a him.
Narrows it down.
And we'll be able to hopefully get that to you by the end of the show. How's that for a tease? I'm
trying to see if Arthur still has a stash.
He does.
Is it Martin Lawrence?
Just don't waste your time.
Is it Martin Lawrence?
Don't waste your time.
There it is.
Let's do a win-loss game to start the hour.
Win-loss game?
Who's been waiting the longest? Tony in Michigan's been waiting the longest. What's up, Tony? How are you, Tony?
So good, guys. What's up?
What's on your mind, sir,
brother?
Man, I'm so excited for the Lions. I just wanted to shout out to Chris, actually. I used to work at the Comedy Store, so I've worked with Sarah Tiana.
Nice. What's up, man?
Yeah, I've met you one time. Didn't really remember who you were at the moment, but now I love you.
Oh, what a story. What a happy ending to that.
I think Sarah feels the same way.
Yeah, is that right? I didn't know who you were. Now I do, and I love you. Okay. Where in the great state of Michigan are you calling in from, Tony?
I'm actually in Los Angeles. I've been here for about 7 years, but I am from Lansing, Michigan, and I do love the Michigan State Spartans.
Oh. All right, so you snuck in with this whole Tony in Michigan thing. You're Tony from Michigan, and you root for the wrong team in Michigan. But you're here talking professional football, and you used to not really know who Chris is. Now you love him. So now that we're completely up to speed on everything. Tony in. We just changed the – great. Look at our new graphics package.
We are on it.
It just changed to Tony in L.A. from Michigan. So now that we're completely buttoned up and accurate, you want to play the win-loss game? Is that what you'd like to do, Tony?
I am so ready to protect the den, baby.
Okay. This is the third Detroit line. That's how crazy people are right now. Jeff in Detroit, Quincy Isaiah of Winning Time, and now Tony in L.A. from Michigan.
Yes.
All right. I was hoping I was the first. I guess I don't remember the other one.
It's okay, man. What's happening tonight?
Tonight, we're shocking the world.
That's a win.
Victory. No Kelsey.
Home for the Seahawks.
That is a loss.
1-1. Falcons at home.
Falcons victory, quick, easy.
2-1 at the Packers on a Thursday night.
Sweeping the Packers.
Ooh, okay. 3-1. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Home for the Panthers.
Panthers are tough defense. Not sure about their offense. I'm going to call it a win.
4-1 at the Bucks.
That's a victory.
5-1 at the Ravens.
At the Ravens, that's a loss.
5-2, home for the Raiders on a Monday night.
Home for the Raiders Monday night. That sounds like some fun. I would say that's a loss.
Oh, gosh. All right. So then that's 1-2. 5-3 off the bye at the Chargers.
At the Chargers.
Here in L.A., where you're calling from.
I do, and I will be at the game, so I will definitely go for the Lions.
6-3, home for the Bears.
Home for the Bears, victory.
7-3, home for the Packers. You already said that's a win. 8-3, off of Thanksgiving at the Saints.
Saints? We're going to beat the Saints.
9-3 at the Bears.
Beating the Bears.
10-3 for the Broncos. At home.
Beating the Broncos at home.
11-3 at the Vikings.
Now, this will be weird. I would say we lose this one.
11-4 at the Cowboys on a Saturday night.
Lose that one.
And then 11-5 for the Vikings at home.
Taking Minnesota last game.
Okay, so you're 12-5. All right, thanks for the call, Tony in L.A. from Michigan. You want to say goodbye to your new friend?
See you, Tony.
There you go.
I love you, Chris. I love you, Rich Eisen. You guys are the best.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Tony in L.A. from Michigan. That's a large piece to write down, but I did it. 844-204-RICH, number of the dial. We got something open right there, and we'll get to you in a minute. But it's time for our predictions. We are going to predict the offensive and defensive players of the year, the coach of the year, the MVP, and who is in the Super Bowl in Las Vegas next February, and who wins it. I need the music again. We're going to go first, one by one. Offensive player of the year, Chris Brockman. Who is it?
Bijan Robinson.
You going with a rookie? Okay.
Kid is special. 2,000-plus yards, total offense. He's going to do it. Falcons make the playoffs. Let's go.
TJ Jefferson, your offensive player of the year is?
It pains me to say, but he's coming from my division. You know, the calls come within the house, as you always like to say, so... Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts is TJ Jefferson's.
Pick up where he left off in the last game of the year.
That's your offensive player of the year is Jalen Hurts, is it? Okay.
And I'm not happy about it.
Okay.
You know, but.
Okay. Are we going around the room or we're just going down the list, Mike Hoskins?
I like going around the room.
What do you want to do here? We'll go around the room. My bad. I think I might have just Omaha'd the whole situation here. My offensive player of the year is, I'm going running back as well. It's Christian McCaffrey. Oh. I can't wait to see what this guy is going to do in a full-on season with a full off-season of prep. And I'm, you know, he's going to dominate. I can't wait to see what this happens with him in Kyle Shanahan's offense for the full season. He's my offensive player of the year. Chris Brockman, your defensive player of the year is who?
He's going to set the sacks record single season, Dallas Cowboys, Micah Parsons.
Okay, you like Micah Parsons for the defensive player of the year. TJ Jefferson, I'm just wondering if they just change the name of who's making the pick, not who is the pick.
I mean,
TJ.
Chris Brockman knows what he's talking about.
What's up, TJ?
It's Micah Parsons.
Okay, and that's a clean sweep. Oh, he's my defensive player of the year as well. The Lion of Dallas. I think he's set for it. I think he's ready for it. I think he's defensive player of the year.
I think it's his time.
For sure. For sure. All right, so it's a clean sweep right there. Coach of the year, Chris Brockman. This is going to be fun. Who do you have right there, coach of the year?
It's high on my damn agenda. Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin for coach of the year?
Steelers win the North. Mike Tomlin, 12-5, Pittsburgh Steelers. Let's go.
Yeah, but coach of the year for Mike Tomlin, that's one of those deals where you don't give it to somebody who's been around that long. You know what I mean? You always got to give it to
somebody.
Nobody
is expecting Pittsburgh to
It doesn't matter. How many times did nobody expect the Patriots to do anything?
Stop criticizing. This is my pick.
No, I got it. I'm just saying I think he's worthy of it.
He deserves it.
Okay.
18 straight winning season.
I just know the way voters go. Like Tomlin's going to the Hall of Fame in many people's minds. Like, you don't need to make
it. How many times has he won Coach of the Year?
Is it zero? Okay, go ahead and Google
maybe
it.
Maybe one.
I would know. What do you got over there, TJ? Who's your Coach of the Year?
This guy inherited a dumpster fire, but he he came in and he put the fire out. He rebuilt what was on its way to getting torn down.
Yes, sir.
And now I feel like this squad has a chance to really make some noise. So I'm going to say Peterson, Doug Peterson of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Really?
I like that one.
My coach of the
really?
Year.
Really? Because he's not Urban? It's that it's the annual Not Urban Award for anybody in Jacksonville.
Well, look, you know, we were doubting, at least I was doubting Trevor Lawrence after that first year. I was like, this guy for years, we thought while he was in college, he was the next big thing.
He works well with the court. Listen, he
didn't work out.
He is a terrific communicator. The players buy what he is selling, and he's not Urban. Those are three things. If you're a coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars forevermore, I'll give you one. You're seeing him tonight. I think the Detroit Lions have the season that everybody believes they can have. And Dan Campbell's going to go from everybody making fun of his first press conference to at the NFL honors accepting the award for Coach of the Year.
Wow.
That the Lions are going to go ahead and do it. Do it.
Do it.
And an 11-12 win season for Detroit, their first conference, their first division championship since 1993, the roar being restored. I think Dan Campbell's going to be coach of the year. Chris Brockman, it's time for the most valuable player of the National Football League of the 2023 season. In your estimation, it is?
I've said this a couple of times. It's Jalen Hurts, baby.
So the offensive player of the year for TJ Jefferson, in your mind, is the most valuable player of the
100%.
National Football League. Could have been last year if it wasn't for Patrick Mahomes.
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts, who do you have as your most valuable player, TJ Jefferson?
All right, full disclosure, guys, I apologize. I screwed up. In my quickness to write this down, when I said offensive player of the year, I said Jalen Hurts. I read the wrong thing. My offensive player of the year is the cheetah, Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
So I just want to apologize. I messed that up.
Okay.
I have him as offensive player of the year.
That's a correction in the middle of the segment. It's
my
all right.
My MVP was Jalen Hurts. That's the guy who I'm picking for most valuable player. I got excited. I was flustered. My bad. I apologize. But there we go. The MVP Jalen Hurts, offensive player of the year, the cheetah. The guy says going for $2,000 yards. Who am I to say he's not going to get it?
Okay.
But Jalen Hurts.
And I am going to tell you what you already all know. We are in the midst of a moment. We're in the midst of a rare moment. We are all rent payers in the world of one Patrick Mahomes. He's going to do it again.
I'm not
certainly
argue
if they win tonight without Chris Jones and without maybe the banged up Travis Kelce.
Safe pick.
And now it's, I don't know how safe it is. Everybody's already talking about who's he going to throw to this year.
You, me, Chris, Mike.
Sky Moore.
Don't matter.
Patrick Mahomes is the most valuable player. We're going to go back to back.
Wow. Rich Eisen.
After a back-to-back. Super Bowl prediction, Chris Brockman, go for it. What do you have over there?
Here's the deal. Last year, remember we were talking about this, like all the things happening. If Bills and Eagles fans meet in Phoenix with the waste management going on, it could implode. Well, this year, the Super Bowl's in Las Vegas. Bills fans, Eagles fans, in Sin City. I don't know if it could contain it. But I'm taking Eagles over Bills. Let's go.
Okay.
Ooh.
Bills winning the AFC.
Now's the time for Josh Allen. It's now or never.
I mean, this, by the way, is maybe the greatest AFC championship in the history of championships of how deep the AFC is this year. Anybody who gets out of the AFC will be battle-tested, and you think maybe a little too battle-tested. Eagles over Bills. What do you have over there, TJ Jefferson?
This one was tough because there's a lot of ways you could go with this. On one half, Brockman, I kind of agree with you. I agree with one of your teams is going to make the Super Bowl.
And it ain't Eagles.
The other team, I'm going to say this, man. I've been very quiet all offseason.
Just, you know, do it, TJ.
The Jets
Bills versus Cowboys again?
Just do
the,
it.
The Jets have taken the pressure off. But I'm a fan, all right? So
go
if you don't
it.
Believe that your team has a chance, then why are you wasting 20 weeks of your life? Cowboys over the Bills for the Super Bowl.
Yes!
Let's go. Let's go. I've been quiet all offseason.
Right. Oh, my God.
I've been very quiet.
He's back.
I've been very meek. I've been in the corner like, I don't know. Nah, forget all that. We're returning the glory. We're bringing back the glory. We're getting our sixth ring. Let's go. Cowboys over the Bills. Let's do it.
And what, James Cook will be looking for his helmet?
How about them Cowboys?
No, that's not the one. That's not the
one.
You know the one. You know the one. He doesn't have that one.
He gets that one. I have it. I got to move
it. Give me the real one.
Yeah.
He moved it.
There it is. That's the one he wants. Okay.
I just got to move
it. Here is my prediction. I gave it last night on NFL Network.
Oh, you did.
Or 2 days ago, whatever. It's all right. It's all right. You don't have to watch everything I do.
We try to, though.
But here is my Super Bowl prediction for the 2023 season. I said it before. I will
say
it again.
He gets the bells again.
I will say it again. We are in a special time. We are paying rent in his world. At your peril. After you just saw the quarterback series where you saw he's so nice and everybody thinks, is he really that tough of a competitor? Is he really chirping? Is he really just like, you know, such a complete and total red ass that you need to calm him down, like people say that you have to do about Patrick Mahomes? We are living in a special time. Guy's made the Super Bowl 3 years in his first five. He's won two of them, and the other two that he didn't make the Super Bowl, he was on the doorstep. He's going to do it again. He's going to go to Las Vegas, where the Chiefs have yet to lose in this building. It's kind of their home. And he's going to take on the 49ers. Again, a rematch of Mahomes' first win.
Okay.
It will be his latest as well. And that is my Super Bowl prediction.
Nice.
Chiefs over the Niners. We're going to see our first repeat winner since the first 2 years of NFL Network in our 20th season. We'll have waited a long time. The longest drought between back-to-back champions in the history of the NFL, I do believe, ends now. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Tons of calls. We will take them. When we come back, though, we take the Zoom call of the one and only Tracy Morgan here on The Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk about AG1, people. A new partner of The Rich Eisen Show. A daily foundational nutritional supplement that helps support whole body health. And if you're like me, then it's so hard to keep up with a supplement routine throughout your busy day when it comes with a bunch of products on top of it. So when you drink AG1, you notice an overall feeling of health. It can help support your mental clarity, improve digestion, focus. Drink it in the morning, drink it in the afternoon, before working out in the morning, before making your coffee, starting your day. Makes you feel unstoppable, ready to take on the day and anything that comes your way. If you want help taking ownership of your health, and of course you do, try AG1 and get a free 1 year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/Eisen. That's drinkag1.com/Eisen. Take ownership of your health right now. Check it out. drinkag1.com/Eisen. Hey, it's Rich Eisen. You want an exciting and fast-paced podcast based on one of the most popular segments in the history of The Rich Eisen Show? Well, you got it. Overreaction Monday, hosted by me, Rich Eisen, and my compadre, Chris Brockman. And every Monday, we're going to dive into the headlines from pro and college football and overreact. Are you ready, Chris Brockman? Yay or nay?
Yes, Rich. No holding back, buddy. I'm coming for you.
Absolutely what you need to hear. Overreaction Monday, every single Wait For It Monday, wherever you listen. We are back here on the program. Phone calls galore. It'll be a sprint here, man. I just love how everyone wants to play the win loss game.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, of course. I mean,
people love to have their opinions heard
this year more than ever.
Honestly,
this is the most calls we've taken for this game.
But we've never really pushed this like we're pushing it this year.
We do it, and then someone will hear one person do it, and then they'll call in and want to do it. You know, we used to get a couple a day, but not 6 for 6 every single day. It's been like this for 2 weeks.
Yeah. No one did the Rams, right?
No one did the Rams. Mike, you do the Rams.
We got tomorrow. Who needs tonight?
I know we've got.
I know it's the other way around.
I know we have an tonight. Instagram follower.
We got tonight.
Who needs tomorrow? Let's make it last, baby.
That was my song.
By the way, the Bruce Springsteen of Michigan.
I swear to God, that was my
song. Good job.
You know, Bob Seger is like Bruce Springsteen in Michigan, right? You're aware of that, right?
Seger rocks, man.
Have we done the Broncos yet?
I think he's an Ann Arbor guy. Yeah, what do you mean?
That dude was like 18-0.
I think that dude put the win-loss game on the map this year for us.
That's right. I could have just got I wrote
it all down because I'm a note-taker. Nick and Corona made it a 15-2.
Nick and Corona, my man.
One of our friends on Instagram hit me up and asked me about it.
And then Martin and Pueblo went 12-5, which is also, there's a pie in the sky.
Nobody went full Tapper, though, but Tapper.
What are you smoking, bro? Give me some.
16-1.
Wait till tomorrow, boys.
And then the only Bill, Chris in South Carolina called in. I don't think he was a Bills fan. He said 9-8 for the Bills. That's insane.
That's not
insane.
It's insane.
No, that's insane. Come on.
First of all, that's insane.
That team's Chris, going to the Super Bowl. I already told you.
There's a path to every team.
It's called insane.
Yeah. Stinking.
Come on.
You guys,
obviously.
You guys know that,
well,
right?
I mean, that's Drew what? So. Drew Magary, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's like why your team stinks. Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. Pretty much. So, I hear you. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by, just as Tracy Morgan's doing right now. I'm so excited. The new Max comedy special already out there on Max, which you can get on Roku right here. Tracy Morgan, taking it too far. The great Tracy Morgan back on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, sir?
Good, Rich. How you feel, baby?
I am doing better for seeing you on my screen. I'm not going to lie. How are you doing?
Did you like taking it too far?
You know what? I didn't think you took it too far at all, quite frankly.
What?
I thought you took it just right where it needs to be, you know?
Cool, man. Cool.
Absolutely.
I'm working on the next one.
How did you feel about it?
Well, at the time, to be honest, I've never told this to anyone besides my writers.
Okay.
During the whole tour and during the taping, I really couldn't feel it.
Okay.
Because I was going through a divorce. It was a dark time in my life. And I feel much better now. And I really am appreciative of everyone looking at it. I looked at it and it said 75% on Rotten Tomatoes. And I was really happy that everyone dug it. I was coming from a place, man, that I felt it would be funny.
And now that you watch it back, do you find now do you feel better about it? Now that you've actually seen it?
I do, and I really believe it's funny. Really believe it's funny.
Well, you are funny, Tracy Morgan.
I really believe it's funny.
You are funny.
I just said what I felt.
And it's all out there now on Max for everybody to go ahead and stream. And, you know, but you are funny, Tracy. Everybody loves you, man. Everybody loves you.
Thank you very much, man. I thank God for that.
Well,
and my dad did comedy in Vietnam, so I'm just mimicking my dad. And my dad had more talent in his one pinky than I got in my whole body. He could do dialects and everything, man. My father was funny in German.
Well, in terms of your father, interesting that you bring that up, Tracy. Last time I saw you, I was sitting directly in front of you at the NFL Honors in Arizona. And I snapped this selfie because I was overhearing what was going on behind me between you and Tony Dorsett. We're putting it up on a screen right now. What were you saying to Tony Dorsett? I think I overheard this correctly, but go for it, Tracy. What were you telling him?
Finally, I found my biological father. Daddy, I love you, Daddy. I watched you my whole life, Dad.
That's what I thought I heard.
Tony Dorsett. when I was about 10 years old, my mom, 10 or 8 years old, my mom bought me a football uniform, and my first number was 33. And then my uncle showed me who Tony Dorsett was.
Mm.
I fell in love with his slashing style. When I played high school football, I don't know if you guys have a picture of me running back a touchdown against Kennedy High School. I posted it.
Okay.
It was on Instagram. It's me running back my first varsity high school touchdown against Kennedy High School. I was pretty good. I ran a 4. I believe I ran like a 4.5 40 as a junior in high school.
Okay.
It's 500. I ran a 21 point in the 200. So I was pretty good in high school in football and track.
Okay.
And picking up kicks.
Who did you run?
That's what high school taught me. High school taught me how to pick up kicks.
At the expense of who? Kenny, with the icicle? What did you say? Who is that, Tracy?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Who is this?
That was my deal in high school, hustling lunch tickets.
What do you?
I scalped tickets at Yankee Stadium my youth, and I sold lunch tickets in high school.
Lunch tickets?
So my girlfriend never ate school lunch. I always sent my girlfriend up to the Avenue to get McDonald's. I would give her $10 plus some Big Mac coupons. my butt hurts. I just got a colonoscopy. And when I was talking to the doctor, I was dealing with one black African doctor. One black African doctor, just before I went to sleep, I seen him call in the other room. Hey, yo, y'all need to come in and check this out.
That's not good.
When I came through, it was 5 dudes in the room. And 3 of them wasn't doctors.
And, but everything all right?
They were all smoking cigarettes. I feel pregnant like a...
Oh, my God.
I feel pregnant. I feel violated. And one of the dudes winked at me and said, good morning, Puddin'.
Tracy Morgan here on the Rich Eisen Show. All feeling good. All right, so.
I love you, Rich.
I love you.
You know why I give you my funny? Because I'm comfortable with you.
I love that. I'll, you know what? And that means the world to me because I am so comfortable chatting with you, too. I feel like I'm from Staten Island, you know, so I feel like I've known folks like you my whole life, you know what I mean? And, you know.
We're from New York.
That's right.
We from the capital. This right here in New York City is where the monkey fell off the building, baby.
Oh, my gosh.
New York City is so lovely, they named it twice. New York, New York.
That's right. The city's so nice, they named it twice. Fantastic.
Yo, listen.
Yes.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. Frankie, Blue Eyes didn't make no music about L.A.
What's behind you? Is that? Do I see some?
Painting.
What is that?
A painting.
Yeah.
That someone did for me. I commissioned. I paid $75,000 for this, and it says "Rumble, Young Man, Rumble." It is Muhammad Ali's life.
Wow, that looks so cool. Behind you.
And I also have a painting of me, my son, and my daughter right after I got off stage, after I did Taking It Too Far. Can we turn this around so you can see that picture? I just got it. It's a picture, and this guy also did a picture of Clyde Walt Frazier at the Garden. Look at this picture.
Okay, here we go. We're moving the camera for those watching on the... Whoa! Look at that. That is so cool. Fantastic. So when did you ever get...
No, I want to take this over there and show him Michael Jackson's glove.
Okay, there we go. Okay, Michael Jackson's glove. That's right.
Oh, that's encased.
Oh, wow. The real deal.
That is in the, that's in the case. Where'd you get that, Tracy?
I bought that when I was on 30 Rock in an auction for $50,000.
Okay, hold on a second. Your camera's coming back, so you're near your microphone. We'll get that set up again. So where did you get
that in the auction?
Yeah.
When I was on 30 Rock for $50,000. Also, go get my glass that was on the Titanic.
Wait, what? What did he just? Tracy, did you just say Titanic?
The glass.
Somebody drank out of his glass a long time ago.
On the Titanic. Hold on a minute. Do you ever drink anything out of that glass?
Oh, this is in my case.
Okay, it's in a case as well. This is Tracy Morgan showing off what's in his house. That's on the Titanic. That looks very nice.
Wow.
Okay. Do you ever drink out of that? You don't drink out of it? No. Do you just look at it?
Yeah. just put that up with the rest of my trophies.
You know, we had Alfonso Ribeiro on the show, Tracy. He told a story about, because he was with Michael Jackson on a tour, because he did the Pepsi commercial with him years ago. He said that there was a moment where Michael was freaking out because he dropped his glove in the toilet before he went out and performed. I don't know if you've ever heard that story, Tracy.
Dude, I was with Eddie Murphy last weekend at his house.
Okay.
I spent the weekend with Martin Lawrence and Eddie Murphy, and I stayed in Martin Lawrence's mom's house.
Okay.
I love Martin. I love Martin and Eddie on a human level. Forget the celebrity. I love them on a human level. And Eddie Murphy was telling us a story about going to Michael Jackson's house, and Bubble was big. He was in the cage. And Michael said, Eddie, don't go near the cage. And Eddie went near the cage, and Bubble said, I told you not to go near the cage, Eddie. Let me tell you something. Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence are still some of the funniest people on the planet.
Oh, sure, you don't lose the funny. That's for sure. Wow.
Absolutely.
That is fantastic.
Eddie, don't go near the cage, Eddie.
And he went near the cage.
I was dying.
He went near the cage. When did you first do stand-up, Tracy? When was your first time doing stand-up?
People ask me this all the time. Tracy, okay. When did it start? Mm-hmm. It started in 1968 at 5:25 in the morning when my mother's water broke. That's when it all hit the fan. I was born this way, man.
Oh, so then when did you realize you could use it as a gift then?
They called my father Super Sperm. Hair was on the front.
Again, that's not Tony Dorsett, right? That's when our friend Tony Dorsett.
Yes.
I'm telling you guys, I'm sitting at the NFL Honors. And Tracy Morgan just walks right past. You were in a zone because you saw Tony Dorsett. And all I heard was you say, Tony Dorsett, you are my biological father. And I'm like, I just grabbed my phone. How did he respond to that when you told him that?
He was laughing. He loved me. I love his. There he goes right there. Listen, Rich.
Yeah.
You're right in front of me. I'm looking at the picture right now, bro.
Yeah. 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 I snapped it.
Tony Dorsett was talking in the back.
Do you have a favorite football team? Or no, not really. What do you got?
The Giants.
The Giants are your team.
You got to understand, in my house, Zaquan ate dinner with me a few times, and Kayvon is he ate dinner in here too.
You had Thibodeau over?
I'm going to the Dallas game this Sunday.
You're going Sunday night?
I'm going Sunday night to the Dallas game.
What do you think the Giants are going to do this year? What do you think, Tracy?
I think we're going to get a chip. I think it's going to boil down to us and Philly. Okay. We're going to get a chip.
Come down to you and Philly. And then you're going to go shock the world.
Go get a chip.
How come you haven't had Daniel?
I love my New York teams. I love my Yankees. I don't care. I love my Yankees. Yeah. I love my Knicks. I love my Rangers. And I love my Giants. Not a Jet fan. I'm not a Met fan. And I'm not a Net fan. Anybody who's a Jet fan, Net fan, or Met fan has low self-esteem.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Wow. You're used to losing.
By the way, you're not wrong, but Aaron Rodgers is here now. Aaron Rodgers is going to change it.
Doesn't matter.
Why not? What?
They're still the Jets.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Tracy Morgan.
Us 2 weeks ago is because we had our third string in.
Oh, you're talking about the preseason game. Ah, that means nothing.
Yeah, nobody cares about that.
That means nothing. But, you know, that does. Hold on a minute. This happens. Are we? Maybe because, again, I'm a Jet fan. What are we going to do?
I wish you the best, Rich.
Week eight, Jets at Giants this year, for real. What happens? What can we do? What can I do for you? Or you maybe come back on? Can we put something like a friendly something on this thing or what?
For the game, I'm on this show.
Okay.
Me and you will do some talking. But this is pride at stake, baby.
All right, here's the thing. We got to figure out. There's got to be something on the. When are you having Daniel Jones over for dinner, Tracy? When is that happening?
DJ?
Yeah,
when me and him sitting next to each other at the Knick game. So he's family. He's tight with my daughter.
What's he like? What's he like?
He's quiet. He's cool dude. Open, funny. He has a sense of humor. He laughs a lot.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. All right.
And he's cool.
All right. He's like Eli.
I have him and Taylor over.
Okay.
The backup quarterback.
Okay. All right. This is fun. All right, so week eight, we're going to have this again. We're going to have this conversation again.
Got to do it.
Tracy Morgan, Taking It Too Far, available now on Max. It's been out there for a couple weeks now, so where have you been?
Hey, you're rich.
Yes, sir.
People would see Taking It Too Far, but I just gave you about 15 minutes on his show.
That's it. Because you do your
stuff.
You do you. TJ, you want to ask? You said you wanted to ask him something before we let him go. Go ahead, TJ Jefferson.
Yeah, quick question. What's up, Tracy? How you doing, brother?
What up, baby? What up, T?
A real quick question. You know, top five, we talked about your top five favorite rappers. I'm just wondering, since you were talking about Martin and Eddie.
Wow.
Who are your top five favorite comedians?
You
favorite
know we
comics?
Made a movie called Top Five because of the same conversation? You know my top five. You want me to run it down?
Comedians, comics. Just comics.
Comedians?
Yeah. Since we're talking Martin Eddie, I know you love them.
Top five comedians: Richard, mm-hmm. Eddie, mm-hmm. George Carlin, Bill, Marv's Mabley.
That's it, right there.
Okay.
You went all over. You went many decades right there.
I just went there.
Okay.
You asked for the top five. I gave it to you, mine.
Okay.
And Tracy, I think the only person who thought you might have taken it too far was homeboy in the crowd that you yelled at, because he can't be yelling while you're trying to, you know, do your thing on stage.
Oh, and taking it too far?
Yeah.
He
the
took
guy
it
in the
too
crowd.
He was just so happy to see me. I watched every special I ever did.
Hey,
you help yourself. Now, my sixth man goes to...
Yes.
Yeah, got to have a sixth
my
man.
My sixth man goes to Red Fox.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I once saw him in Vegas, Tracy, when I was in college. I saw him, Slappy White, open for Red Fox. It was one of the funniest nights I've ever had in my entire life.
Until you come see me live.
When does that happen? When are you going to come out to L.A., Tracy? When are you going to come back
on tour starting this next Saturday.
Okay.
Be back on tour.
We're like
and,
that.
I'm
in.
I just said the thing about the colonoscopy and you was rolling.
I've had a couple of those, Tracy. I've had a couple of those, so.
Oh, grown people, I don't like to tickle. I go for the gut. I go for the gut check.
Okay, well, enjoy Sunday night against the Cowboys, Tracy. What's the final score of that? You want to predict it? What do you got? Final score.
24-17.
All right. So it'll be a tight affair.
Sure.
Okay. 24-17. Thanks for giving us a tour of your spot.
I love you, TJ. I love you, man. I can't wait to come back.
Let's do it again. Tracy Morgan, at Tracy Morgan on social. Check out Taking It Too Far with Tracy Morgan right now on Max, which is available right here on Roku. I think a colonoscopy is when they stick a camera somewhere to look for a contraction, right? Is that what a colonoscopy is?
Whatever he says.
I mean, who's funnier than Tracy, man?
Low self-esteem if you're a Jet or a Met or a Net.
I didn't appreciate that. You know, you and I resemble those remarks.
We do.
Hey.
We do. All right. One last segment until we're kicking it off,
baby.
We have got some news out of Kansas City. I just saw on my phone.
Sky Moore, wide receiver one.
No. That's coming up. And then a little bit more win-loss game before we go out the door for kickoff tonight.
It could be information to change your life forever. Or the Something You Should Know podcast could just be something interesting.
My guest is Kim Zuckman. She is author of the book, There's No Cream in Cream Soda. I don't think I've ever really known the story of why they're called hot dogs.
There are so many legends about the name of the hot dog. When the Germans immigrants came over and they brought all of their sausages, they also brought their dachshunds. It really is because they kind of look like dachshunds.
Something You Should Know, wherever you listen.
Okay. Mike Del Tufo, are you out there, Mike?
Yes, I'm here, Rich.
Okay.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great. So what are you revealing?
Up here above me is a brand new Rich Eisen Show sign.
A new Rich Eisen Show sign.
Am I going to do it now?
You see this?
Yeah, here we go.
Let's go. Oh, this is going to be fun.
Just hope it doesn't come down on your head.
What are the odds that
I can't do it
up?
Because the way it's
just
set
put,
up.
To put down the microphone, dude.
I can't.
This is the worst reveal ever.
Keep pulling, Del Tufo.
Just put the microphone down.
This is good, Rich. This is good.
He's going to bring down the whole thing.
Yes.
Pull both of the cords, you.
Hey.
No, we cannot have this as the reveal.
He does
this
audio.
This cannot be the reveal.
He does audio. He does not do manual labor.
That's the way it's lately. It's up. It's messed up up there. I can't look. I can't.
Del Tufo,
walk
this.
Up the stairs. Walk up the stairs, Del Tufo.
Yeah, okay.
The knot reveal.
He's going to walk
up
the
stairs. Oh, no, I can't because I can't climb to where that reveal. Is.
Yeah, you can. That's up to the
No, you can't.
Story.
It's you got to have a cable. You guys don't know OSHA rules. See, they screwed me. They did this on purpose. I'm convinced.
Yeah, it's against you, Mike.
I'm telling you.
Del Tufo, just tell everyone out there you don't have any change for them.
Just pull it. Give them good jersey pull. Put the
microphone. Yeah, there you go. Watch.
Put the microphone down and pull it.
Pull the other one.
You're a big man. Yank it. Yank it. Oh, jeez.
This is so much
better. All right, come back in here and screw up the audio now, Mike.
That, by the way, just look at the date there. 7 years ago tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah, the anniversary of that fun moment.
Amazing. Look at us.
We're in better shape. Maybe. All around. Maybe. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. We are. Big news out of Kansas City. The Chiefs have elevated Matt Bushman from the practice squad. Why am I saying this? It's not like, you know, I'm not doing the whole hacksaw Rancho Cougar, the newsmaker line. The assistant general manager has just been hired of the Miami Dolphins. This is, he's a tight end. Insurance in case Travis Kelce can't go, according to Ian Rappaport. True game time decision happening tonight.
I'm going to say he does not play.
Stream the NFL on Westwood One for free, sponsored by AutoZone all season long. You can listen to every Westwood One broadcast on the NFL Live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to simply open Westwood One Sports or on your Westwood One affiliate station's digital platforms. That's right. You can stream Kevin Harlan, Kurt Warner, and me all season long for free and get in the zone with AutoZone. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help you find a fix for free. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions apply. All right. Pete in Walla Walla, Washington.
Pete.
I don't think I've ever said those words in a microphone ever. But Pete, are you on the program? Are you there, Pete?
I am, Rich. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you from Walla Walla, Washington. What do you want to do from Walla Walla, Washington, Pete?
I would like to make my prediction for the wonderful Seattle Seahawks in the 2023 season.
I'm not even going to ask if you're a real Seahawk fan. You're calling from Walla Walla, Washington, for crying out loud. I need music. I need music for Pete. Here we go. No relation to Carol. Pete in Walla Walla, Washington. Home for the Rams this weekend. What happens, Pete?
That is going to be a win.
At the Detroit Lions, week two.
Tie.
Home for the Panthers.
Win.
At the Giants.
Win.
Coming off the bye at 3-0-1 at the Bengals.
Lost.
3-1-1 for the Cardinals.
Win.
4-1-1 for the Browns at home.
Win.
5-1-1 at the Ravens.
Loss.
5-2-1 for the Commanders at home.
Win.
6-2-1 for at the Rams.
That's going to be another win.
7-2-1 for the against the 49ers at home on Thanksgiving night.
That is sadly a loss.
7-3-1 at the Cowboys on a Thursday night.
A loss.
7-4-1 at the 49ers.
A win.
8-4-1 home for the Eagles.
Loss.
8-5-1 at the Titans.
Win.
9-5-1 for the Steelers at home.
Ooh, win.
10-5-1 at the Cardinals.
Finishing out strong with a win.
11-5-1, according to Pete in Walla Walla, Washington. We had that's it's two ties that we had today.
I like it.
Okay. How many fans have said their first loss of a team is either against the Chiefs or the Ravens? Honestly, the Ravens should be 19-0 in a 17-game season.
Everyone's beating the Cardinals and everyone's losing to the Chiefs.
Or the Ravens.
Yeah.
Right?
Pretty funny. Yeah, why not?
And then let me just have my say here. Tonight's the night. Not just for the start of the National Football League season, but tonight is the night that we find out if the National Football League's trust in the Detroit Lions organization and the direction they feel that they were going in at the end of last year, and with the everything going on in Detroit, if they were the worthy opponent for the Kansas City Chiefs tonight. The whole country is going to be watching. This is maybe one of the, honestly, this is the biggest Detroit Lions game since Matt Stafford took the Lions into Dallas for their playoff appearance. That's it. This is it. And tonight is the night for the roar to show that it has been restored, or how many people think they're going to get blown out tonight? I think more than 50% of NFL fans think this is a blowout, that the Chiefs are going to blow the doors off these guys. And obviously, if Kelsey was healthy.
Yeah, I think more people probably thought it 2 days ago.
Maybe. But tonight is that night for the Detroit Lions to show off that this hype train that's left the station is worth it. There is a large section of people who do not believe the Lions are worth it. In that group is a Pro Football Hall of Famer named Dick Butkus, who tweeted this out moments ago. I got excited that the NFL starts today, but then I realized it's the Detroit Lions.
Wow.
That's real.
Wow.
And I have been told that Butkus tweets for himself up there in Malibu where he lives.
Butkus.
Dick Butkus. Okay.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. So everybody in Chicago and Green Bay and Minnesota are probably like, yeah, right. Okay, it's your time because Rodgers is gone. Got it. Tonight's that time, tonight. And I know it's a long season, but if they come out the gate and they show off what they can do, the hype train will be really leaving the station. Not like Dion Colorado hype train. That train has left the station. And it's real, just like I think the Lions are real. I said that they're winning the division. I believe it. And if Kelsey doesn't go, I'm going to choose him tonight. No Chris Jones, no Travis Kelsey will be a tough order. And I still think the Chiefs win the Super Bowl. They're not going 17-0. So I'm throwing that out there as we have one last win-loss game to play. Joining us here, as promised, Rich Eisen Show call screener. So if you're calling right now, nobody's answering. There's literally nobody home.
Nobody's answering.
Adam Chudwin, our call screener, is here. Diehard Bears fan. How are you, Adam?
I'm feeling cautiously optimistic about this Bears season.
Mm-hmm.
Make or break year for Justin Fields here.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think we're going to see a big improvement. So, yeah, I'm cautiously. I'm not like super optimistic.
Okay.
You know, cautiously.
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 Well,
optimistic.
Be
not
careful.
Like Kyle Brandt.
Okay, Kyle Brandt, what do you do with this win-loss game? What do you do with the win-loss game for the Bears?
I have it 12-5 or something?
He went Eberflus for Coach of the Year, Justin Fields for MVP, with Darnell Wright for Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, went right down the line.
He went right down the line and having the Bears go 13-5.
Ooh,
all right, music please. Adam Chudwin, in person, fresh out from the back.
Let's go, Adam.
What happens against the Packers this weekend?
Bears haven't beaten the Packers since 2018. We're 1-13 in the last 14 games against them. This has to end this Sunday. It will end. Bears get the big victory. Justin Fields' statement game. DJ Moore, 2 touchdowns.
Whoa.
Let's go.
Whoa. Okay. Win-loss at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Unfortunately, I believe that will be a letdown after the big week one win. Baker Mayfield throws a couple touchdowns and it's a loss.
At the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is a game where Bears fans think what could have been. We could have had Patrick Mahomes, and we chose Mitch Trubisky instead. Unbelievable. So, yeah, it's a loss.
A loss to Matt Nagy. That's going to hurt.
Yeah, it's a loss.
Home for the Broncos.
That's a bounce-back win.
That's 2-2 at the Washington Commanders on a Thursday night.
If we can't beat Sam Howell, that's pathetic.
3-2 home for the Vikings.
That is a win against Kirk Cousins.
4-2.
You like that.
Feel the flus.
You like that.
A home for the Raiders.
Jimmy G is coming back to his hometown, same place as Sebastian Maniscalco, Arlington Heights, Illinois.
Look at you.
But instead, he comes to a loss. The Bears win that game.
A four-game winning streak, 5-2 at the Chargers here in L.A. You going to that game?
Live. Any connections?
Stub Hub.
Okay. That's going to be difficult. I think that's a loss.
Okay, that's 5-3 at the Saints.
That's another difficult game in New Orleans, home of the place where the Bears won their only Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. That's a loss.
5-4 for the Panthers on a Thursday night at home.
That's a game we have to win because we get the Panthers' first round pick next year. So we need them to be really bad. So
nicely
that's a win.
Done. Now a little wrinkle to that. 6-4 at the Lions.
Lions are going to be really good. That's a loss.
6-5 at the Vikings on a Monday night.
I don't like the Vikings. I just don't like that team. But unfortunately, I think they're going to be pretty good this year.
6-6 yeah, going into the bye. Coming out of the bye, 6-6 home for the Lions.
That's a loss.
6-7, now a three-game losing streak at the Browns.
Last time we played the Browns, Myles Garrett, I think he had like 10 sacks against Justin Fields. He traumatized him. I think that's a revenge game for Justin Fields, and we get the win at Cleveland.
7-7, home for the Cardinals.
Come on, that's a win. Let's.
Oh my God! 8-7 home for the Falcons.
Cardinals getting no respect.
I don't understand the Falcons hype. I feel like their fans are getting a little too cocky now. That's a win.
9-7 at the Packers.
The Packers get a revenge game, and we ended up losing that game.
All right, 9-8. Yeah. That's what we call reasonable. What does the hometown of the Super Bowl say on that one?
Oh, I think the Bears win total is 7.5.
Okay,
I think.
There you go. All right. Okay.
Nine and eight playoffs?
Well done. 9-8. I don't think 9-8. Well, maybe it does. I don't know. That would be great. But this weekend against the Packers with a win. Kyle Brandt thought the same thing with a win.
Playoffs?
It's tonight, baby. What are you thinking tonight? What do you got? You're taking Kansas City, aren't you?
I would put the Lions in a tease. I think it's going to be a close game. Chiefs money line, though. I mean, they're not going to lose at home. With Mahomes and the banner
going
up.
Who wins and loses?
Come on.
Who wins and loses?
Chiefs win the game.
What do you got for me, TJ? What do you think?
You guys remember what happened the last time Jared Goff and Patty Mahomes
54 or 51 right here in L.A. Yep.
As they say, a little back and forth. We're not going to see that many points. We're not going to see that many points. Why not, man? Let's say the Lions win the game.
Okay, there you go. Tomorrow's program, Josh Allen first up.
Hey!
Julian Edelman last up.
Jules Love kid.
Arthur kid? Smith right there in the middle, just like a mutt, just like the hair in his face. Let's right go. In the middle.
I see your license and insurance, please.
That's right. Is this the man?
It's body cam footage.
Thanks for coming on, Adam.
Thank you, Rich.
Back to wrap up the show in a moment.
Hey guys, it's Susie Schuster, and I am so excited for my new podcast coming out this fall. It is called What the Football with Susie Schuster and the Princess of Darkness, Amy Trask. If you're looking for a new podcast to listen to about jargon, heavy-legged waistbenders, this is not for you. We're going to have big girl conversations, and we are going super deep to bring you weekly guests that you won't find anywhere else. It is What the Football with Susie Schuster and Amy Trask, wherever you listen.